man, where's my tape? My summer mixtape. You know, the one. I mean, there we go. Put in the tape. All right. This morning we kick off our summer music series. Summer is all about music, after all, sampling life and barbecue and songs. And all summer long, we're asking musicians, celebrities, and fans to come into our studios and tell us what makes a great summer song. I mean, what makes that song all about summer? That's what I was thinking about this morning as we got ready to kick off this series with MTV DJ Sway, right here in the studio. Sway, are you in a summer mood this morning?
Yes, absolutely. I'm getting geared up for the summer right now, John.
You know, I was thinking about talking to you this morning. I was thinking, summer is about sampling in all kinds of ways. Let's begin with our first piece of music that you suggested. I mean, first of all, summer of 75.
Wow, was it 75?
Cool and the Gang, Summer Madness. I mean, that's a whole piece of summer right there.
Absolutely.
But then fast forward, and what do we get? So there's a sample.
Yeah.
20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about how that span of 20 years is about summer, is about sampling, and really it's sort of one hand handing off to the other.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince record, Summertime, for me growing up, you know, and I'm a child of the 70s and 80s. Back then in hip-hop music, producers got these sampler machines and created songs kind of like quilts. You know, they would piece and patch together different samples and try to put them in key and create a whole new sound altogether. And this song is the ultimate nostalgic record. It stood the test of time. It's, when you think of this record, you think of summer. It's
yeah.
just it's laid back. You think of barbecues. You think of cruising on strips.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you think of fine girls, John. You know about that.
We're only doing ultimate summer songs in this segment with Sway. Listen to this one. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair. Bicentennial year there, summer 76,
yes.
The Eagles, Hotel California. Your mother must have played this for you.
Yeah, my mother. The interesting thing about my mother is she had a very eclectic taste, you know, and back then, I think people just played good music. They didn't care what genre it came from. If it felt good, they played it, whether it was the Bee Gees, whether it was the Eagles. And I remember hearing this song and just being attracted sonically to the way it felt.
Let's fast forward to 1993.
Ooh. Ooh. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is up.
Wow.
Wow. Do I need to talk on this, really?
You don't need to.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I got a different image of summer of 93, and I'll tell you in a minute, but because, you know, we're in different worlds, but tell me about this album.
I think we're in the same worlds. We go to the same strip clubs. Come on. Summer 93.
You weren't going
to
talk about it.
When you listen to the song, you kind of assume the mood of the West Coast and remember what it was like at that time. I'm from the West Coast. I was a young man, and this kind of just appeased my bravado at the time. And
well, you also see with these summer songs the beginning of the real narrative of the huge characters, the sort of producers and characters both out front and behind the scenes in hip-hop. Tell me about this single. Heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay
coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. Yeah, this song was, man, this is when Puff, P. Diddy now, Diddy, he's gone by so many names, and Biggie kind of like stepped into the scene and just kind of painted the narrative rap that you spoke
right.
of. They just kind of painted a scene of what New York was like at the time in the summertime, whether it was parties at your brownstone or parties by the poolside. This kind of embodied that whole atmosphere at the time, and to this day, I get a feeling, sense of nostalgia when I listen to this song.
And you got people following the story, the characters, following the music.
He painted a
picture.
Having
their own scene. Yeah, exactly.
That we all kind of looked up to and kind of dreamt about. You know, we fantasized about some of the stories that they told in these verses.
Let's fast forward. What do you think is going to be a classic anthem of the summer if we look back to today?
This summer? I think the Black Eyed Peas is another song that I thought was a really impactful song. Yes.
That's nice.
That's nice. But you don't sit around in clubs and talk about impactful songs, do you?
Yes, yes I do, yeah? John. Uh-huh. I listen to songs. The first time I heard this record, I was in Toronto, Canada, and I was doing an interview with Drake, new artist who probably will make a summer banger at some point in his life as well. And this song came on, and I wasn't familiar with it, and I watched how people react to it. I like to see how people react to music, and I like the way it made me feel. And I thought, wow, this song is, I don't know, it was kind of one of those ambiguous songs that you don't know what genre it falls under, but you know that everybody could party to it.
Summer song. There's summer the genre. Song. I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. It's from their new album, The End. So let's go out on something that probably everybody has sampled that comes from summer of 93, as I remember it. Of course, it takes you about 3 seconds to figure out Synchronicity, The Police. Who hasn't sampled that?
We haven't sampled it yet. We got to get our rap album together, John. Come on.
Well, let's do it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
A studio upstairs in this building. What do you say? We just end this interview?
After this, you got the voice,
start
man.
Start the summer.
I'll write the lyrics.
Let's do it.
Okay, get
Kolar
right. to do the beat.
We'll go out on Police. Jay, just turn the music up. Sway and I are going upstairs. See you later, folks. I think it should start with you. Like, you come in really powerful, and
okay,
then I
like
sort
that.
Of come in on the back.
Okay,
the back
I like
side.
That. Cool.
We can sample this.
But, okay, great. And then I'd like you to play up to the camera a little bit more.
MTV VJ Sway and John heading off to jam, and you can head off to our website. You can stream the summer songs from all of our guest DJs by going to our website. Go stream Sway's summer music mix right now at thetakeaway.org. And do you have a summer tune?
This is Steve from Hudson, Mass. Best summertime song, Mungo Jerry, In the Summertime.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE and sing it for us. Come on, you can sing your summer tunes. We're going to have Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live with his summer pick next Friday on The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm working on my tracks with Sway. Just a second. Yeah, I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.